The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxie bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
This is a ForceCast Microcast. Brought to you by TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
You may fire when ready.
CD release Star Wars Breakbeats by Suckadelic. That was the Imperial Remix. Welcome to A Galaxy of Music Volume 6. I'm Jimmy Mack, and for this edition, we're featuring the songs of Suckadelic. And on the phone with us is the super genius behind Suckadelic, the Suck Lord himself. Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up?
Let's just talk about how you got the idea for Star Wars Breakbeats.
Okay.
Where did it all begin? How'd you get the idea? And have you been mixing tunes and stuff like that before, or is this what led you into that?
Yeah, I was kind of doing other stuff, just like really into crate digging, finding dusty stuff to use in, quirky hip-hop tracks and stuff. And I guess this was 1991 or two. I was working on some project, and this is kind of before anyone knew that there was going to be special editions or prequels or anything, and I actually hadn't really thinking about Star Wars too much. I mean, I guess it was right around the time Heir of the Empire came out, and I guess that's when supposedly the so-called Dark Age ended.
Right.
Right, the Dark Age was like 85 to 91, when there was like practically no new Star Wars material, and kind of fell off the cultural radar for a little while, and fell off my radar too. And I was just going through some of my old records from when I was a kid, looking for just weird nostalgic, you know, things to revive. And I came across the Story of Star Wars record, and threw in Death Star Plans Are Not in the Main Computer sample, you know, just scratch it off the record, and thought it sounded cool. So I made a little song out of it, and I was like, oh wow, this is so obscure, I'm using Star Wars, you know, on a track. You know, it stuck in my mind. And then a couple of years later, when the Star Wars hype started up again for the prequels and the special editions, I was like, wow, I could really run with that idea and make a whole record out of it, and just sort of be a great way to, like, sort of just involve myself in the Star Wars revival. And it also will sort of have an automatic built-in audience for my other work. So I just put it together and put it out.
All right, let's check out a track from Star Wars Breakbeats by Suckadelic. It's called Languages, and you're hearing it here on A Galaxy of Music.
Yate, yate, yate.
It's Star Wars Breakbeats by Succadelic with Languages. And the Suck Lord himself is here with us. Do you have plans to be at Celebration 4?
Yes, I do.
And what can we expect from you there?
I mean, I'm going to be pumping that Band of the Lost CD. I haven't had a chance to... I mean, what I usually do is I just hold forth with the radio, and I have the CDs, and I hand out cards, and blah, blah, blah. And I haven't really had a chance to pump that Band of the Lost record to any of the Celebration people, so that's what... That's what I'm going to do.
If people want to pick up your CD and follow the exploits of the Suck Lord, where would they go?
They would go to Suckadelic.com or BandOfTheLost.com. That's a group project. That's sort of like a DJ collective. That's sort of like a cousin to the Suckadelic operation. And that's where that new mixtape came from, the Band of the Lost one. That's the set that we did at the Ziegfeld for episode 3.
Let's talk about Band of the Lost episode 7, 8, 9.
Right.
If you could, give me a quick description of what this is all about.
Well, Band of the Lost is kind of this weird sort of amorphous sort of DJ collective, which is like different members. It's a little, you know, loosely defined. And we just have a certain, like, sort of kitchen sink approach to DJing, you know, where we play records, but we also try to farm for a... weird novelty stuff, and we throw in a lot of sound effects and dialogue and, you know, little artifacts, you know, and it just seemed to work well with the Star Wars, you know, because there was so much other stuff besides just music that we could use. You know, we use a lot of some of the Saturday Night Live gags, some of the old Star Wars commercials, and some of the, you know, toy commercials and things like that. Story of Star Wars record, Story of Return of the Jedi with the R2-D2 beats, you know, on the record that we scratched to. And, you know, we just sort of threw that all in. We did like 4 nights out there. There was a big lineup for the Starlight Foundation where everybody was sort of camping out waiting for the movie. So we had the DJ booth set up outside the theater. You know, everybody in the costume, blah, 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 blah. We had the 2 turntables, the 2 CDJs, and we just like had this big just glob of just Star Wars detritus and hip-hop beats, and we just sort of threw it all out and just kind of got real silly with it, recorded it onto DAT, and then went through all the DATs and sort of farmed out the best parts and put them into that little mix CD there, and then we just, you know, just pumping it out to people. It was kind of a big hit at Comic-Con last year. I, you know, sort of walked the floor and, you know, rocked the beats and moved them out the pocket and all that, and kind of hot, but yeah, Band of the Lost, it's just Star Wars DJ crew.
And that was all recorded just prior to the release of Episode 3 in 2005, right?
Yeah, I guess that was done like a few days before the flick. I think we played the 4 days before the movie actually opened. We did it like just 4 days in a row, like I guess 3 hours a night. I think we wound up with about 12 hours worth of tape, and we just boiled it down to that one mix.
Well, let me give the folks a taste of Band of the Lost Episodes 7, 8, 9. It's Succadelic and Friends here on A Galaxy of Music.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, Those who are with the Force are waiting patiently tonight outside the Ziegfeld Theater. They've been waiting patiently to see the first showing of the final installment. Tony Sinical is in the middle of the pack of Star Wars fans, the frenzy in Midtown. Tony.
All right, guys, it is like a giant block party out here with people coming from far and wide to see the very first screening of the last Star Wars movie.
Star Wars may have started out as a mere movie, but it became a phenomenon. It changed the way movies were made, perceived, and marketed. It ushered in a new era of science fiction and fantasy and developed a whole new vocabulary of visual special effects. And the man who created the film, who imagined it, and then realized it, is here with us today to share some of his memories. George Lucas. George Lucas. George Lucas.
Even little Darth Vader's got to stay up past their bedtime to see this show.
I'm sure you know how much Star Wars means to so many, many people around the world.
Why are you psyched to see this movie?
Why am I psyched? Because it's going to resolve my childhood.
George Lucas.
Pretty much going to put my childhood to bed.
George Lucas.
You got a Louis Vuitton lightsaber?
No doubt.
How'd you find one of those?
Custom made.
George Lucas.
Guys, the good news is that they're having screenings around the clock through Sunday. The bad news is all the tickets are sold out.
Hey, this is Mac Man, Bernie Mac, and you all cold-blooded listening to my cousin, Jimmy Mac, and it's a galaxy of music. Who you with?
There you go, a little sampling of Band of the Lost episodes 7, 8, 9. And it features the Crystal Pharaoh, Billions McMillions, special guest Jenny Doom, and of course, the Suck Lord, who's on the phone with us right now. Now, you talk about mixing in sound effects and clips from the story of record albums and whatnot. What do you find musical about the Star Wars sound effects that Ben Burtt created?
Good question. And Ben Burtt has always been kind of like a, weirdly enough, a sort of musical influence on me. I don't know, something about just the certain rhythms and tonalities to the sound effects that just lend themselves to remixing, you know, like the way the TIE Fighter is like, you know, it's like almost like a little arpeggio, the way the sound effect kind of pitches up and the way they just have certain rhythmic qualities, like, you know, the lightsaber just has this pulsing drone sound where, you know, you can loop that and it actually can, like, it sort of has this sort of like droning sound, like a tambour or like an organ, sort of just sort of like this circular sound that just keeps, you know, that sort of like marries itself to the beat. I mean, even all of Star Wars, like the sound effects oftentimes sort of punctuate the sort of musical refrain, you know, it's like you hear like, you know, like a little John Williams refrain and then the sort of R2-D2 beeps sort of like complete the phrase, you know. I don't know, there is just this weird musicality about them that just lends themselves really, really well to just sampling. Like, I mean, you know, in my opinion, the sound effects in the Star Wars Breakbeats record sort of fit into the beats pretty well, and I didn't have to alter them in any way, you know. It's like I didn't have to like force them to fit, you know, they just sort of sit on top right real evenly, you know. It's like somehow this, they're, they have a certain tempo to them that just, you know, that just slots in real well. And that's why, I mean, it was hard to finish that record because there were so many more ideas that I couldn't even get to because it was just, like, it was just, it just worked so well.
Here's a great track from Star Wars Breakbeats featuring the lightsaber as, well, let's face it, a musical instrument. It's called Your Powers Are Weak, Old Man, and it's a galaxy of music.
Thank you. was a weak old man.
The pulsing sound of an activated lightsaber takes center stage on Suckadelic's Your Powers Are Weak, Old Man from Star Wars Breakbeats. Another great track from that CD is One Smooth Criminal, which you may remember we featured on our tribute to Lando Calrissian a couple weeks ago. That, of course, was a mix of Star Wars dialogue and sound effects with the music of Isaac Hayes. Now, we're here with the creator of Star Wars Breakbeats, the Suck Lord himself. Give me some examples of other artists that you take samples of for Star Wars Breakbeats.
A lot of stuff. Let's see. The weirder ones I used for the Princess Leia track, I used the Evita, the Broadway musical. I used for the Sand People song, I used Hair, the musical. I used some Black Sabbath. I used a lot of Black Sabbath, actually. I used the Osmonds on the Emperor track. What is it called? Journey to the Dark Side. That's an Osmonds sample.
Sure, because obviously everyone makes the connection between the Dark Side and the Osmond family.
Well, it's one of their darker songs. Actually, some of their shit was pretty sugar-coated, but I was a big Osmond fan. Right, weirdly enough, like right before Star Wars came out, that was my primary obsession.
Well, the TV show. Remember the show?
Donnie and Marie.
Yeah.
And then the cartoon I liked too.
Yeah.
But they were Mormons, you know, and they were on some of their lesser known songs were definitely on some of that Revelations tip. You know, it's like a couple of their songs were about, you know, darkness and the end times and questioning your faith and all that stuff. Some of them are pretty solid rock songs, I have to say. And I jacked one of those, a song called Traffic in My Mind from the Last Days album, which is their sort of white album. That was their sort of concept album about the apocalypse, and it had some cool stuff in it. And that was just sort of a little private joke between myself, you know, to use it in that context, you know, sum up the Emperor.
Well, let's check it out right now. It's the Osmond family taking a journey to the dark side.
Use your aggressive feelings, boy. Let the heat flow through you. Your hatred and your journey towards the dark side will be complete. Dread with me, down with your role and all your hatred, and your journey towards the dark side will be complete.
An unlikely pairing of the Osmond family with the dark side. That's Journey to the Dark Side, featured on Star Wars Breakbeats. And we're here with the Suck Lord from Suckadelic. You know, you put this CD out a little while ago, and it still seems to be as popular as ever. It sounds fresh, and it's appealing. What do you attribute to that?
It's good to know that, you know, it has legs, and that there's actually people out there that are, you know, thinking about it and talking about it. It is kind of interesting. I mean, part of it is just because it's Star Wars and everybody is like, oh, you know, it's like people who, Star Wars things last forever. But it's like, for me, it's cool that I think like, you know, 9-10 years after it came out and it hasn't sort of fallen to just flash in the pan novelty, but it's like it still sort of has its little permanent place in the giant pantheon of Star Wars culture, you know, that it's like, seems like it's going to stay there. You know, it's not like something that was just this goofy joke that wore off, you know. It seems like it's sort of found its place, and it's, you know, and it's still there, you know, and people, you know, it speaks for the timelessness of Star Wars, of course, and, you know, maybe I just hit it, you know, I have sort of a natural instinctual understanding of Star Wars because it was part of my brain since I was 7 years old, you know, that I was actually able to add something to it that, you know, that stuck. So, yeah, I do take a lot of satisfaction from that.
That's great. Tell me what that website is again.
Suckadelic.com.
Suckadelic.com. And we can find Star Wars Breakbeats, Band of the Lost Episode 7, 8, and 9. You do some Lord of the Rings stuff. And there's everything there. Everything Suckadelic is at Suckadelic.com.
Right. We got little movies coming out now, too. The original villain network. We're doing crazy podcasts and stuff. Fuck Lord has a little cameo role in there.
So there you go. And you got merchandising and everything, so.
Yeah, well, hey, I've learned. I'm just copying the master, man.
There you go.
Copying the master.
There you go. And if there was one song that you could pick from Star Wars Breakbeats to wrap up this interview with, which tune would it be?
Probably Trials of the Jedi.
I love Trials of the Jedi. I absolutely love. I love the way you mix the TIE fighter in, and that goes back to our earlier part of the conversation where we were talking about the musical quality of the sound effects. But I like how you take the drops, the Mark Hamill, the Luke Skywalker, and the Darth Vader, and you have them going back and forth. I'm a Jedi. You're not a Jedi yet. Yeah, it's really cool, and it's a good rhythm. And I got to tell you, it's treadmill tested by me. And it works.
Oh, really?
I always test the energy level of music by whether or not it works for me on the treadmill. And
well, it's a Cool and the Gang sample, so I got to give them their credit, too.
There you go. See, I didn't know that. You certainly use the music really effectively, mixing it with the dialogue from the films and the sound effects. And all in all, it's just a quality package. That's Suckadelic.com for Star Wars Breakbeats. Thanks a lot for taking your time.
Thanks, guy.
And, yeah, we'll wrap it up with Trials of the Jedi. Thanks again.
All right, then.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Hardcore.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. The Force is with you, young Skywalker. The Force is with you, young Skywalker.
You are not a Jedi. I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. The Force is with you, young The Force is with you, young Skywalker.
You are not a Jedi yet. You are not a Jedi yet. You are not a Jedi yet. I am a Jedi. 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 I am a Jedi.
You are not a Jedi.
I am a Jedi.
You are not a Jedi.
I am a Jedi.
You are not a Jedi.
I am a Jedi.
Trials of a Jedi from Star Wars Breakbeats by Suckadelic. And that'll put a wrap on A Galaxy of Music Volume 6. For more information on Succadelic and to purchase all of Succadelic CDs, you can visit Succadelic.com. Where else? That's Succadelic.com. Of course, thank you, Suck Lord, for joining us for this microcast. And also, thanks go out to my cousin, Bernie Mac. Also, thanks go out to Jason, Pete, Dustin, and all the Forcecast staff. Jovial J is the man. Be sure to check in with RebelScum.com and TheForce.net for regular updates, microcasts, and of course, every Friday is The Forcecast. We'll be back again soon with another edition of A Galaxy of Music, so check back often. For TheForce.net and RebelScum.com, I'm Jimmy Mack.
May the Force be with you, bro.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of TheForce.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.